And we're coming up on 8:04. Joined in the studio now for a community conversation by Washington County Circuit Judge Todd Martins. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We've hit a milestone with the Drug Treatment Court.
We have. The Washington County Drug Treatment Court started about 16 months ago after a couple of years of planning. And I'm happy to say that tomorrow we'll have our first graduation. The first participant who's gone through this 16-month program is going to graduate now. And it's a good sign. We get so much, there's a constant barrage of negative news about the opioid crisis in the United States. Last year, the number of deaths spiked. It was 81,000, up over 70,000 from 2017. And in Wisconsin, the number of deaths spiked to 1,500, over 1,000, up compared to 1,000 a couple of years ago. So we get all this bad news. But here in Washington County, we've been trying to kind of fight the opiate crisis in our community life by life. And that's what we're doing in the Drug Treatment Court.
And it's been, as you said, it seems like a long time in development and a long time along the way, but you're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, we're not exactly an innovator in this regard. There's 100 or so treatment courts in Wisconsin, and we just started ours a couple of years ago. But we took a cautious approach and had preceded that with another diversion program called the Opiate TAD program, a treatment alternatives diversion program that's targeted at low to medium risk offenders. By contrast, the Drug Treatment Court is focused on high-risk offenders. These are people who, if they weren't in Drug Treatment Court, would be in prison. So this is a way of not only helping these people reclaim their lives and helping them to get their kids back and get them back to work, but also a way to keep people out of prison. And prison costs about almost $40,000 a year, so it's good for taxpayers too.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, just so people understand what there's a lot of rules they have to follow because we talked about this last time you were in.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of drug testing. There's a lot of programming. There's a lot of treatment. There's a lot of accountability. So this is not a get-out-of-jail-free card by any means. Drug Treatment Court is designed for people who are either on probation or who are about to have their probation revoked and are about to be shipped off to WAPON. So these folks would otherwise be going to prison. So they're given the option of sometimes, if they fit the criteria, if they're nonviolent offenders, convicted of possession of drugs, addicted to drugs, they're given the option of treatment court. And that involves coming to court. Initially, they come every week and they see me. And they're given access to treatment they might not otherwise have. But they're drug tested several times a week randomly, and the drug tests are observed, so you can't fake them. They get assessed about what kind of treatment they need. They have to go to their treatment. If they don't go to their treatment, they can be sanctioned. And we try to find the appropriate level of treatment for them, whether that's individual therapy, group therapy, intensive outpatient therapy, 3 hours or more a day, partial hospitalization, or in many cases, residential treatment. So we're able to access these people to the level of treatment that they need. The idea is if you get the treatment you need, you'll stop using and you'll get into recovery. But if they they're on a curfew. So if they do well, they get rewards. I compliment them, give them rounds of applause, minor stuff like that. Every time, like a $5 gift card to Quick Trip, small things like that. But if they fail to comply with the requirements of Drug Treatment Court, they are sanctioned. And there's a variety of types of sanctions that we use. We're not throwing these people in jail every time they miss a drug test. However, we are holding them accountable. So we balance the support for these folks with the accountability, with the hope that that combination will help them get into recovery and get their lives back.
But it sounds like you design almost an individual program. This isn't a one size fits all concept.
It certainly isn't. That's a great point. We, if you've ever been to a regular criminal court, it's kind of like a cattle call. We run through the cases and we run through them really quickly. This is different. Every Thursday afternoon, and this is open, people can come and watch. It's open court. But every Thursday afternoon at 2:00, Drug Treatment Court folks come into court and they sit in the jury box, and I bring them up one by one and talk to them. And kind of ask them how things are going and if there have been problems, if they missed a curfew, if they missed a drug test. I talk to them about why that happened and sanction them. And this all happens in front of all the other participants. So they see all the good stuff that happens and all the bad stuff that happens, including if it's gotten so badly that they have to be taken into custody, everybody else in treatment court sees that person put in cuffs and taken to jail. And the idea is that this accountability will encourage people to stay on the straight and narrow and develop a robust and lasting sobriety.
How many folks involved at this point in Washington County?
Well, we started last March. We called it a pilot program. And because of the demand for this, because of the problems with drugs in our community, our one-person pilot is now up to 13. So we're at pretty much at full capacity. I think we might be able to take one or two more, but we've been trying to grow slowly because we're learning as we go. We're trying to use the best practices. We study what other jurisdictions have done and how they do it, and we study the research about what kinds of responses to behaviors work. And so we're trying to take an individualized approach. We try to look at these people not as problems, but as people who have problems. I think that's a useful distinction.
And again, this is not just through your office, not just through the courts. A lot of other agencies involved.
Yeah, there's a lot of people with their hands in this and a lot of people devoting their time to it. And, you know, we all have our regular jobs. All the judges in Washington County, myself included, have a full calendar of criminal, family, civil, juvenile, probate, small claims cases. But this is on top of what we normally do. But this is important. So we've got a great team, including the district attorney, Mark Benson, the Department of Corrections has been great. The Human Services Department, the county exec has been very supportive of us. The public defender, the clerk of courts. It takes a lot of people. We have a team of people who meet prior to treatment court every week, and we sit and we talk about each of these people. So these people who are involved in the system who would otherwise be in prison are getting a lot of attention from us. And it can be positive attention or negative attention. But the idea is we're trying to motivate them to recover. And because if they recover, they stay at number one, they stay out of prison. Number two, they're sober, so they're healthier. Number three, a lot of them are getting their kids back. It's really great to see there's a guy who's been in our court now for almost a year. He hadn't had custody of his son for years, and he got custody of his son back. We got people who are getting their driver's license, getting insurance, getting credit cards, getting promotions at work. You see a lot of terrific things happening. Now, I'm not pretending that this is a panacea. I'm not pretending that what we do is going to keep these people sober forever, but I think we're setting them up for success. The prison system, you know, this whole prosecution to probation to prison pipeline is not helping things get better. You know, people go to prison for a short period of time, they get out, and they're the same people they were, except maybe a little bit worse. And so it's unrealistic to think that having spent 18 months in Waupun, they're going to come out and suddenly see the light. So right. I think we're trying to set people up for success.
How do you pick who might be potential for this particular program?
Great question. Number one, no violent offenders. We are generally, most of our participants are people who are convicted felons simply because they are addicted to drugs. Because if you get caught with a tenth of a gram of heroin, you're convicted of that possession of that drug, you're a convicted felon. So essentially what the legislature has done is criminalized addiction. Everybody in our program is classified as high risk, high need. It means high risk to reoffend, high need for treatment. So these are the people who would otherwise not make it out on their own. They need treatment.
Structure.
Definitely. Yeah, the structure and the accountability is a big part of it too. And they have to be Washington County residents. The county is helping support this. And so you have to be a Washington County resident. So those are the criteria.
Okay. And I'm guessing you've gotten no shortage, unfortunately, of candidates.
No, we've gotten more than – I was thinking maybe after a year we'd have five or six because, as I said, we're kind of growing slowly. But we find it hard to turn someone down if we've got the capacity and this person, we think they could help them. Because, you know, there's been some every week in treatment court, I see people who look healthy, who are sober, who are starting to think strategically about their lives, who are thinking about their addiction and thinking how they got there and how to avoid going back. And that is about as the best we can hope for. There's no guarantees. These drugs are pernicious. They are terrible. They are tough to get off of, and they are tough to stay off of. And I really respect the people who are able to do it, and we want to help them do it because it's good for all of us.
I'm thinking you've probably seen some of these people who made an initial appearance before you, and they were kind of a mess.
Hot mess. You look at some of the booking photos of these folks, and then you see them 6 months later, 6 months sober, and you see completely different human beings. You see people who at the beginning were basically on the edge, circling the drain, who now have sobriety, have hope, have jobs, have their freedom, in some cases have their kids back. And it's a really a good feeling, and I really think we're doing the right thing. Now, this is all anecdotal at this point. So we have partnered with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee at Washington County, a professor there, because we want to study this. We're not going to ask for money from either the county or the federal government to run a program that doesn't work. So we want to make sure it works. And so we've partnered with a professor there, Stephen Schultz, who's been fantastic, a great resource and a great partner. And he's studying this, and it's too early to tell if the statistical research backs up my anecdotal beliefs about whether this is working. But it'll come with time, and I can tell you we've been committed to making sure that our to the extent we get any government money, we're using it in a way that is productive. For example, we have this OWI diversion program that's designed to get a higher risk OWI offenders into treatment. We want people to stop drinking and driving. So this professor did a study of how participation in our TAD program affects reoffense rates. And he found that offenders who participated in our TAD program were 80% less likely to reoffend than if they didn't. So what we're doing works. And that's why we're continuing to partner with the UW to make sure that the data backs up our anecdotal beliefs that what we're doing is effective.
Sure, sure. Judge Sean Martin's with us this morning talking about the first graduation from the drug treatment court in Washington County. What else is important for folks to know, Judge?
Well, tomorrow is our first graduation, and we're trying to make it a kind of a celebration of this person's recovery and the celebration of all the good things that have happened. And I think that's important for the person who's graduating, but also for the people who are – we've got some people who are early on in the program, and things are looking pretty dark for them. And I think one of the benefits of this is they get to see what can happen if you buy into this and if you embrace your sobriety. So tomorrow, this is going to be a celebration. The county exec is going to come and give her a commendation. We're going to one of a local business has very generously donated gift certificates to his restaurant. So we'll give her a gift certificate for a restaurant so she can have a nice sober dinner with her family afterwards. We require a lot of these people. This person will have given hundreds of drug tests. She will have done hundreds of drug tests. Over 16 months. And in that, among those hundreds of drug tests, there's only one, with this person, only one positive drug test. So she has really done well, and we got on her pretty hard about that one time that she slipped over a year ago. And it's a cliche, but relapse is part of recovery. And I always say you can't change what you did in the past, but you can address it and change your future. And so these people are humans. They are not perfect. They are flawed humans, as we all are, but they've got a problem. They are people with a problem, and we're trying to help them in a way that serves both them, their families, and the people of Washington County.
Right, right. And it's really to everyone's benefit when a program like this works.
It sure is. We are doing this not just for these people, but we're doing it for our society. The addiction hurts the person, obviously, but it hurts their family. addicts with kids frequently have their kids in foster care. That's a burden on the system. It involves social services. That's a burden on the system. They go to jail. That's a burden on the system. They go to prison. That's a burden on the system. These people steal. If you're addicted, you need your drugs. And if you don't have the money, you're going to steal it from your family, from your employer. Addicts have a hard time working, so they're not employed. They're a drain on society. So to the extent these folks can turn their lives around, it benefits all of us in so many ways. I think it will improve the quality of our lives.
All right. Anything else, sir?
No, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Community conversation this morning with Washington County Judge Todd Martins. Again, congratulations on the success of the first of many going through the drug treatment court program here in Washington County.
Thank you.